Hello, hello. Welcome to Stoner Chicks, the podcast for stoners by stoner chicks. I'm Kayla Teal.
I'm Phoebe Richards.
I'm Srefany Thompson.
Srefany.
It's spelled differently in our notes, so I thought I would.
That would be Phoebe.
That's me doing a typo. You know what? True confession. I had spelled it with a Y and I fixed it and apparently still typed in the wrong letter.
From Srefany to Srefany. Here we are.
That's really funny. And here we are indeed. No Grace.
Nope.
No Grace.
Grace is actually finally driving her belongings from New Mexico up to Washington. So
she's in a U-Haul with the milkman.
Hi, milkman. Shout out. So we, in the past episode, we talked about, I think with Dr. Riley Kirk and Dr. Miyabi Shields, we talked about how 1 in 4, roughly, through their surveying, reported that they did not feel any effects from edibles at all.
And I thought I was one of those people.
Yes, Stephanie, with great confidence, was like, edibles do nothing for me.
Except for the one time you ate a whole plate of Christmas edible cookies, correct?
Yes.
Famously.
Yes. Famously, yes. I just think I need more than the normal person needs. Like, my tolerance level is pretty high.
Yeah, so it's not that you don't produce the metabolite or whatever that gives you effects from edibles, but recently we gave you a lot of Snapdragon edible, and a few hours later you were like, something's wrong with me.
Yeah, I my brow was sweating,
knees weak, arms were heavy.
Yes,
everything. I just needed to like lay down in a cool patch of grass.
Yeah. Well, from my perception, we were all watching a movie. It was actually when we recorded the watch along for Barb and Star. And which, if you're on our Patreon, you've been able to listen to for a while now. And we all were in my theater watching it, and then it ended. And I just remember, you know, we had been smoking a lot of weed. So we definitely, the movie ended and we were kind of like, oh, all right, let's get our energy back up because we're going to record an episode now. And Stephanie, I just remember you standing up and you were like, I am so tired. And we all looked at you and I have never seen someone look as high as you look. And you kept trying to be like, no, I think I'm just tired.
You're like, gosh, I just feel so tired. And I was like, wait, Steph, how many milligrams were in that crispy treat you ate?
It was 100.
It was 100 milligrams. We're like, oh, wait, you ate 100 milligrams of cannabis. That could be why you're feeling a little woozy.
Yeah. And we had been hitting the bong pretty tough the whole time, too.
Yeah, I was crossing it. I was crossing streams.
Yeah, like we recorded an episode, and then after that, I made Steph hang and sit in my living room with me for a while. We opened like the window, let a breeze come through, because I was like, "You need to chill before you drive."
Yeah,
and I was fine when I finally got on the road. But gee willikers,
we solved the case though of Stephanie and the edibles
pretty quick. We were like, "Wait a second, didn't you eat? How much of that thing did you eat?" And you were like, "The whole thing."
Your eyes were like barely open and bright red.
I just had my first weed soda the other day too. It was 100 milligrams.
That's right. How was that?
It was good. I didn't take the whole bottle, by the way. I just took some sips off of it because it was 100 milligrams. And it was great. And I rode my bike around. So that was really fun. And I didn't overdo it.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, now you have another tool in your belt.
Yeah, I do. I have another way to consume cannabis that I know works now.
Yeah. I have not been high in a while. I've been staying with my parents for like a week and a half, and I could go to a cannabis store, but I've also kind of been in money saving mode. So I'm like, okay, they're feeding me, they're housing me. Maybe I just have not taken the time to drive down and get the closest weed store. I think is about 30 minutes from their house. And I had some weed honey in my purse, so I've gotten high off that a couple times. But other than that, I guess this is probably yet another tolerance break, which I did not want to take another tolerance break. I decided I didn't like those.
Yeah, I hear you. Phoebe here. And I just got over having COVID. Ooh. And so I also have not been smoking. And even I had really cut back even in the last few weeks just because I'm dealing with a lot of big life changes. And I was trying to just keep my wits. And I don't know, I have very few reasons in life I don't smoke weed. But sometimes when I'm going through big changes or high emotions, I sort of force myself to be mostly sober. I feel it's as I've gotten older a thing. Instead of sort of wanting to numb my emotions away, I actually find that usually backfires for me when I'm going through emotional things. So I haven't been smoking much anyway, and then I just had COVID, so I have not smoked barely at all. I hit a tiny bit of a joint last night in like a week and a half. So I think later in this episode, I'm going to hit my ice bong and let's see how high I get.
Hell yeah. Ooh. Return of the ice bong.
Yeah. Sort of celebrate me getting over COVID.
Return of the ice.
Return of the ice. Bong.
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 Oh.
And yeah, my biggest reason for not liking my tolerance breaks is because I just have such vivid dreams and I am not a fan for the most part.
Sure. Is that happening to you right now? You're having vivid dreams?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've just been having a lot of dreams that I'm hanging out with Paul Scheer and June from the married couple that do the podcast, How Did This Get Made?
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. I've had 3 nights in a row of having a dream that we're in an improv group together. But it's never, the dreams are never as performing. It's always the like, we're like trying to set up or we're trying to like break down the set. But I don't mind those dreams. This morning I woke up and got sad because they're not my friends in real life.
Dude, isn't that weird? There's a new term for that, for like knowing somebody, and podcasting is a great example. The people I feel like I know the best that have no idea who I am are the hosts of the Guys We Fucked podcast. I've been listening to them for probably like 6 years now. I feel like I know mm-hmm. everything about their life. I know everything about their career, their relationship history, their everything. And like, if I ever met them, it would be so weird because I feel like we're friends and we are not. They do not know who I am.
Yeah. I feel that Paul Scheer was my like quarantine friend because I got really into all of the different podcasts he does and started watching the show Black Monday, which he's on right when like the pandemic began and we were all not allowed to leave our apartments for a few months. So his voice became a really important like friend to me through that time. So I'm mm-hmm. guessing that's maybe why now I'm dreaming about him. Maybe I have been dreaming about him all these years, but because of weed, I wasn't remembering it.
What?
And they're not creepy dreams. Not that sexual dreams are creepy, but they're not sexual dreams. It's literally just like, we're homies. We're hanging out. We're in an improv group together.
Do you think people dream about us?
I don't know. Maybe.
Let us know if you want to, listeners. We think it's weird.
A wild stoner chick's dream, let us know.
How would they let us know?
Email stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
DM us on Insta.
If we go on a big adventure that we don't know about, yeah, maybe we should know about the adventure. Who knows?
Well, hey, you guys want to jump into our first segment?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little story to share. We're going to bring you another edition of
Things I saw while I was high.
Yeah. Okay, so early this summer, the first week of June, I, Phoebe Richards, went to Yellowstone National Park with my family, and we really lucked out because we returned home like days before the flooding happened that shut down the entire park and washed away entire roads.
I couldn't believe that. When that was in the news, I was like, oh my God, Phoebe just got out of there.
Yeah, and we had a wonderful vacation. I was with my dads, who I have talked about a little bit on this pod. I've talked about more on Patreon. I've talked about them more on this pod. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, lovely trip. And I drove there. The rest of my family flew, but I drove there and back, which was extra great because I could take a little bit of weed with me. And while I did not smoke in the park, because that is illegal, and I was with my family, I did bring edibles around with me. I had some Mr. Moxies that we've talked about a lot. And wow, I don't even remember what other edibles I had. But so every day we would drive into the park and explore things. And there's one particular glorious day I was going to talk about on this Things I Saw
While I Was High.
And that was a hike that I did. My 77-year-old father did this hike with us, and he was such a trooper. It was magnificent to do with him. This is actually a hike I did with my dad when I went to Yellowstone 10 years ago as well.
Oh, cool.
So it was cool to redo it. And the trail is to the Fairy Falls, is what it is called. And it's a pretty popular trail. Weirdly, for how popular it is, there are no bathrooms at the trailhead or on the entire hike.
Okay.
Which shocked me. So we all at different points to wander out into the woods. I think there was a few holes dug, if you know what I mean. That's not the part that was cool to see. Hi.
Okay.
And it's a pretty easy hike. It's not too long, pretty flat. You go to these cool waterfalls that are really high. And because it was the first week of June, there was still snow in certain parts of the park. And so it was cool because there was this huge snow patch that didn't even look like it didn't almost make sense visually why it would be there, because it was like under the top. So it's like there's the big cliff. It's a really tall falls. And it's like the waterfall kind of falls straight down. And there was like snow along the top, but like nothing below it. Does that make sense? I'm doing a horrible job explaining it. It's like the snow was just on the top of the rock, but it would seem like it should just fall off, right?
Yeah.
Because it was snow, then rock, but like below it was nothing. But I think just because it's so cold behind the falls, that's my guess, that it was probably like ice.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all cool. But then if you hike to the falls, you can then hike about a little over half a mile beyond. You sort of cross this little river and hike along, and you can hike to the Imperial Geyser and Spray Geyser. And it's cool because I love geysers. I'm obsessed with them. Most of the really famous geysers and hot springs are in areas where there's like paths and there's like railings and you can't get close. And it's wild because this one, there's like nothing keeping you from it. I mean, obviously it is dangerous to get too close to it and people weren't, but it's really cool because there's almost no one around. So I had taken some edibles at the beginning of the hike, and I was getting nice and high when we got to the falls, and then we scrambled over the river, and then we continued on, and then you walk through this huge field, and it was so cool because we kept finding these big patches where you could tell the bison, like, lose all their fur when they come out of winter, and so they, like, rub it off by, like, laying on their side and rolling around in the dirt. And so we'd see all these patches. It'd be this big grass field, and then you'd see this big empty dirt spot with a whole bunch of like bison fur in it.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that was cool. And then you keep walking and you get to these geysers. The first one is like across this river. You can't get near it and it's just constantly going. And then it's awesome because you continue to walk and you're going like along the river, but then the river becomes, because the geyser like flows into it, so it's just this like weird hot water that's like running along next to you with all these crazy colors. And then you get to the Imperial Geyser and it is just absolutely freaking beautiful and just constantly gurgling and spouting up, and there's just so many colors in it. And then there's just all these little tiny geysers and like holes with noises coming out of them and steam, and there's one that's just all of this bubbling mud. And I became obsessed with, like, I doubt this is true, but I was like, I bet if you got that mud and you made a face mask, it would make your skin turn into an angel. I don't know. That's probably a high thought, because I was staring at it and literally just like, if only I had a really long spoon.
So there's geysers, which are obviously very dangerous, but then hot springs. How can you tell if something is safe to get into and bathe in?
You really can't, so you shouldn't, unless it's one that is like for you to get in, and you would know that through I think there are a couple in the park, but generally you just shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like hot springs, it's not like a geyser is what's dangerous and a hot spring isn't. I'm not an expert. I just think hot spring is just the hot springs would just be a big lake of hot water, and a geyser is something that erupts.
Or even, can't the hot springs be like almost hot tub sized stuff? You've done some hot springs, haven't you?
Yeah, hot potting is what that's called.
Hmm.
I have done some hot springs, but they're man-altered hot springs.
Okay.
So they're like, they find a natural spigot of hot water that's coming out of the ground. And then they form, like one I went to, Scenic Hot Springs, it's like two rubber tubs that they filled with hot spring water that you sit in. And then another one I've gone to, Goldmire Hot Springs, they've like hollowed out a cliff and have taken rocks and kind of shaped the hot springs.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I just had a big memory come back. I just did hot springs in like March 2020 in Costa Rica. But it was like you had to like pay to get in.
Yes.
It was a very like regulated, but it was all naturally hot water that they kind of had carved different pools out of and stuff like that.
Yes.
I guess I've done it too.
Yeah. There is one I know in like near the north entrance, I want to say. We didn't do it on this trip, but there's a place where there's a river, a cold river, and then a hot springs that runs into it, where you can sit in the river near where it's running off because it's cold water and then you get the hot water hitting you.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a place, I don't remember what it's called. But in general, I want to say this very clearly, like, do not go to Yellowstone and try to go hot potting. People die doing that. Do not go off of any walkways. Don't try to get close to them. Like, truly, you will die a horrific death if you try to go into those and they're too hot. So,
and they'll go into the book that you like to read.
Yes. One of my favorite books is Deaths in Yellowstone, and it's every death ever. But that's not the cool thing I saw while I was high, although I was reading them on our car rides around the park. And then my brother got upset and was like, I don't want to hear any more of those. But yes, the Imperial Geyser got its name in the 1930s. And then right after they named it, it used to erupt like 40 feet daily. And then right after they named it, it stopped erupting. And then in the last 10 years, it started erupting again. The whole time we were there, it was constantly doing small eruptions, but we didn't see any huge ones. But I mean, just hanging out there, we sat for a while and ate our lunch, and it was freaking beautiful. And it is a place that I want to go back to many times. It's absolutely beautiful. And probably next time I'll take a stronger edible because it's the shit.
Well, damn.
Nature.
Thanks, baby.
And I'll post lots of pictures on our Facebook when this episode comes out because I took a ton of videos and a ton of pictures.
Yes, please. That would be great. Well, I think you have an ice bong calling your name nearby, and it's about time for a smoke break. So listeners, you go take a hit off whatever you love to take hits off of. We're going to get Phoebe nice and high. I'm going to be jealous. I've never craved weed as much as I feel like I am right now. I need to go get some. All right. Well, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Stoner Chicks, the podcast for stoners by stoner chicks. Phoebe is about to hit her ice bong.
I'm about to. Here we go. I'm going to go for a medium-sized one because like I said, just got over COVID. Haven't hit anything in a while.
Yeah. Oh, your baby lungs.
My guess is she's still going to take a huge rip. Oh, no, she did.
Yeah, that was pretty big. Ooh, yes. In Phoebe fashion, she takes a giant hit. It looks delicious.
Oh, that tasted so good.
Steph, have you been hitting Wanda today at all?
I haven't hit Wanda today yet, but she's
there
right here.
There she is. Oh, good old girl. Well, listeners, we just had a delightful things I saw while I was high. Geysers galore. And now I'm going to lead a segment I have never led before. It's time for
Stray Game. Oh, yeah.
All right, Stephanie and Phoebe. The first category of strain game, we're going to go back and forth. Phoebe, Steph, Phoebe, Steph, Phoebe, Steph. I'd like you to guess. I'm going to say something, and you need to guess if what I said was a 2022 Emerald Cup award-winning weed strain or something from the Baskin-Robbins Cakes and Pies menu.
Ooh, love it.
Okay.
I used to work at Baskin-Robbins in high school.
Did you?
Did yes. it make you not want to eat their stuff, or did you still just always want to eat their stuff?
I still ate their ice cream every day.
Yeah, I used to get the gold medal ribbon. Do you remember that?
Gold medal ribbon was my favorite!
Hell yeah.
Yeah!
The Mill Creek, Washington Baskin-Robbins is still there, the one I used to go to as a kid. I drive by it all the time.
Oh, the one I worked at is gone. It's now a ramen hut. But
a what?
A ramen hut, like a ramen place.
I heard Robin Hut, and I was like, what is that, Red Robin and Pizza Hut?
That sounds great. Okay, so what I'm about to say is either a 2022 award-winning strain at the Emerald Cup or on the Baskin-Robbins. All right, who would like to start?
Phoebe.
Okay.
This is exciting because I've never been able to play it. I've always been giving them out.
That's right. All right, your first thing is Wildberry Pie.
Baskin and Robin.
No, that's incorrect. Oh, that is an Emerald Cup award-winning strain. Stephanie. Unicorn cake.
That's a strain.
No, that is a Baskin-Robbins cakes and pies.
No.
Phoebe, Georgia pie.
Baskin and Robin.
No, that is a 2022 Emerald Cup award-winning strain.
God,
no.
Okay, Stephanie, we got to get our head. We got to get our head in the game. Head in the game. So, hey, Stephanie, look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. Say this. We're going to say this together. We can do this.
We can do this.
We can fucking do this.
We can do this.
All right.
All right, Stephanie. Sticky buns.
Strain.
Yes, that is a 2022 Emerald Cup award-winning strain.
Yes.
Good job, Steph. Good job.
All right, Phoebe. Ice cream cake.
As a flavor of... Sorry, my options are that it's a strain or a flavor of ice cream.
Not just a strain, Phoebe. An award-winning strain.
Okay. Right. Or a flavor of ice cream.
Something on the Baskin-Robbins cakes and pies menu.
Oh, Baskin-Robbins.
No, that is a 2022 Emerald Cup award-winning strain.
They have ice cream cake. Okay.
Yeah, but there's nothing called ice cream cake on the menu. I checked.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting angry at you, Kayla, and I really shouldn't be getting angry at you.
Stephanie, grasshopper pie.
Oh, that's an ice cream cake.
Yes, that is a Baskin-Robbins cakes and pie.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Phoebe, lemon sponge cake.
Strain.
That is a strain. A 2022
right. Okay.
Emerald Cup award-winning strain. Stephanie, the Minnie Mouse Happy Helpers Deco Set Cake.
Oh, that's a cake and pie from Baskin-Robbins.
Yes, correct. Phoebe, orangutan titties.
It's definitely a strain.
That is a 2022 Emerald Cup award-winning strain.
It'd be really funny if Baskin-Robbins had that on their menu.
Stephanie, ghost cake.
Ooh, I'm going to say strain.
No, it is a Baskin-Robbins cake and pie menu.
Sorry, Steph, I led you.
Oh, you did.
I'm not good at this.
All right, I wasn't keeping track, but it sounds like you guys were about 50-50.
No, Steph's ahead.
All right, our next category is what I say a 2022 Emerald Cup award-winning strain? Or is it a boutique in the Beverly Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles, California?
Ooh, okay. I feel like, Stephanie, I didn't watch Housewives of Beverly Hills and you did, so.
I did, so.
Think of it, channel those women. Channel those women.
I am.
Oh, I am really high. I'm going to hit it again just for inspiration.
Hell
hit me
yeah.
with your best shot, Kayla.
All right, I'm going to start with Steph while you hit that. Steph. A-S-T-R, the label.
What?
A-S-T-R, the label. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's an Emerald Cup winning strain.
No, it is a Beverly Hills boutique. Oh. All right, Phoebe, Terminal 27.
Oh, it's my favorite number. I'm going to go strain.
No, it is a Beverly Hills boutique.
Damn
Stephanie.
It, I was hoping that my favorite number was in a strain.
Yes.
Lucy Lavender.
That's going to be a Beverly Hills boutique.
No, it is a 2022 Emerald Cup award-winning strain. Phoebe, Velvet Papaya.
Definitely a strain.
Yes, it is a strain.
Oof.
Stephanie, blue violet.
What? I get these lavender violets.
I can see that being either.
I'm going to say it's a Beverly Hills boutique.
Correct. It is a Beverly Hills boutique.
Yes.
Phoebe, selfish.
Excuse me? Boutique?
Yes, it is a Beverly Hills boutique.
Ew, that just seems annoying like it would be.
Yes. Yeah. Stephanie.
Like, I'm rich and selfish. Come spend $500 on jeans.
More.
Yeah, that sounded almost affordable.
You're undercutting. Stephanie, honeydew.
That sounds good right now.
Strain.
Yes, correct. That is a 2022 Emerald Cup award-winning strain. Phoebe, waiting game.
Boutique.
No, it is a 2022 Emerald Cup award-winning strain.
You think it like hits you later? Is that the deal? You smoke it and it doesn't hit you right away?
That sounds intriguing as hell, and I would love to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, Intermix.
Beverly Hills Boutique.
Correct.
Yes.
Phoebe.
Yeah.
Creed.
Like the band Creed?
Correct. Creed.
Ew. Strain?
No, it is a Beverly Hills boutique.
Ew.
And that's all I got. Great job, y'all.
I think Steph won.
I think Steph won, too.
I think I got a little closer. I did, but in the second round. But I think Steph was like three or four ahead of me. I don't know. Maybe when we re-listen to this, when the episode comes out, we'll
yeah, if you're tallying at home, let us know on Instagram or whatever.
That was so fun. Thank you, Kayla. Love it.
Yeah, great job to you both. Phoebe, how was it playing for the first time?
Oh, that was, I think, preferable.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're just a delight, Kayla.
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Listeners, am I right? Kayla, I mean, all four of us are pretty lovely people.
I would agree. That's why when we were like, do you want to put out content together? We were like, oh, yeah.
But
sure.
I'm going to go as far as to say I think all stoner chicks would agree, except maybe Kayla, because you're not selfish, that Kayla's the blue ribbon, like most likable.
Oh, I do think that Kayla's most likable.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was most school spirit in high school. I don't think that constitutes as most likable, just the most spirited, loud and proud.
Loud isn't, I mean, granted, we hang out with comedians. Loud isn't one of the first words I would call you at all.
If I had a stoner chick's superlative, I think it would be biggest lightweight, maybe.
Biggest lightweight.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going with most likable. I think you would win most likable in 99% of any contest with any group of people.
Wow, that's a big statement.
That's big.
Thanks, Phoebe.
I said it. I'm going to stick to it. And listeners, tell us. From listening to our voices, do you agree? Pretty sure it's not me.
I'll tell you one thing. You two both did better at this game than my parents. I tested this on my parents before with this.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, excellent. So we know a little bit more than your parents do.
Yeah, definitely. My dad only knew about like three strains, and they're all from the 70s in California. He kept talking about Sensimilla. Do you know that word?
No.
Mm-mm.
I feel like I've been learning a lot about cannabis history and strain history, and I've never heard the word Sensimilla, but I think it's the word that people in California used for the first weed that was kind of bred specifically to weed out seeds and to the weed that was produced from female plants as opposed to male plants for the first time. Anyway, if that's the only strain he'd ever heard of, that... I think
Well, you know what? I think that might wrap up our episode today, folks. Oh, you were wrapping it up, Phoebe.
Yeah, I was wrapping. I was wrapping a present. I was miming wrapping something. Steph just stopped and stared at me through Zoom. Like, what is happening?
I did. I was like, I thought you were trying to tell me something to
like
say
signal,
through
like,
signaling. Like, we need to do something.
Yeah, Stephanie, wrap it up. Oh, boy.
I had a lot of fun today. I hope you guys did, too. If you're looking for more stuff that's stoner chicks related, come on down to stonerchickspodcast.com. We got a lot of stuff on there, shows that we do in the Seattle area as well.
T-shirts you can buy.
T-shirts you can buy. You can also look at links to all our social media accounts if you want to find us on Instagram, we're Stoner Chicks Podcast. If you want to find us on TikTok, we're Broccoli Broads. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, but not as much. So come find us out there. We're still doing stuff. You can also mail us letters if you want. You can find the address at stonerchickspodcast.com.
You sure?
Yeah. And you can also email me your high thoughts at stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com. And I would love to see those. And I... Phoebe, what do stoner chicks always say?
One day my job will be to pair Baskin and Robbins flavors with award-winning strains, man.
That's
like
right.
Like they do with wine and meals.
The dream.
That was a long one.
I love it. And I hope you guys have a great day. And don't forget to smoke your weed.
Pack that bowl. Great.
Bye.